item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Commissioner, members of the commission, good morning.
Morning, sir.
As you indicated, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. And we have nine of these items to present to you this morning. Very briefly, or in synopsis, Coastal Precast Systems is requesting authorization to dredge 7,875 cubic yards of new material, as well as 4,000 cubic yards of maintenance. It will create berthing depths or maximum depths in berthing areas of minus 5, minus 12, and minus 15 feet, as well as install three 13-pound mooring cluster dolphins adjacent to their barge loading facility in Chesapeake. All of the dredge material will be transported to Craney Island. We're recommending approval with our standard dredging conditions and a royalty in the amount of $3,543.75. This would be for the new dredging at 45 cents per cubic yard. The next two applications are from the Marine Corps base Quantico. The first, they're requesting authorization to construct 100 feet of riprap. And in the second, they're requesting authorization to construct a 125-foot long by 50-foot wide clear spring and bridge for the expansion of Russell Road, as well as install new water and telecommunication utilities underneath 35 feet of Chappawamsett Creek in both Stafford and Prince William counties. Those lines will be installed through the directional bore method and placed a minimum of 4 feet below the stream bed. 2D, Virginia Electric and Power Companies requesting authorization to modify a previously issued permit. They wish to install two additional stream crossings over 60 linear feet of Town Run in Fauquier County. We're requesting, as a result of those crossings, an additional royalty be assessed of $540. This would be at the rate of $3 per linear foot. The next two applications are from Buchanan County Public Service Authority. The first, they're requesting authorization to install an aerial line, water line, and 81 linear feet of stream channel, across 81 feet of stream channel, as well as a submerged water line between 241 feet of stream channel. And this is in conjunction, in this case, with the Hurley Regional Water Project. We're recommending a standard in-stream permit conditions, as well as an agreement that the county has agreed to conduct the necessary mussel and fish surveys and or relocations, as well as adhere to any in-stream work time of year restrictions as recommended by the Department of Game and Fisheries. And in the second Buchanan County project, this is to install a submerged water line beneath 399 feet at nine locations. This is the Hayside to Big A water project. Again, we're recommending approval with our standard in-stream permit conditions, as well as the agreement to conduct any necessary mussel and fish relocations and or surveys, as well as time of year restrictions recommended by DGIF. 2G, City View 2 LLC and the City of Virginia Beach, requesting authorization to construct a bridge over Thalia Creek for the purpose of extending Constitution Drive, which will connect up with Bonnie Road. The proposed bridge will completely span a 90-foot by 35-foot section of the creek. There is no in-water construction per se. The bottom of the bridge will maintain a vertical elevation clearance of 3 feet above mean high water. They will also be installing an 8-inch water line by directional drill method under 230 feet of Thalia Creek. That proposed water line will be 15 feet below the creek bottom. 2H, Department of State is requesting authorization to install approximately 2,200 linear feet of steel sheet-pound bulkheads that will replace 2 feet channelward of the existing deteriorated structures, as well as concrete caps and concrete pile fender system, and 550 feet of riprap scour protection. They will also obviously have to extend all outfalls and utilities through the proposed bulkheads. This is between piers 7 and 11 at the Norfolk Naval Station. And finally, 2I, City of Chesapeake, is requesting authorization to replace the existing two-lane St. Bride's Bridge with a new double-box culvert bridge and wing walls and riprap protection, which will involve 280 cubic yards of stream bed excavation. This is where the road crosses the Northwest River west of Battlefield Boulevard. Again, we're just recommending our standard in-stream construction condition. With that, either our members or my staff would be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions of Mr. Grab or members of the staff? Page 2 items. Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is anyone here pro or con on the page 2 items that wishes to be heard? If not, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page 2 items.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve the page 2 items. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. Motion. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.